Welcome to your executive intelligence briefing. I'm cutting straight to the strategic imperative today because OpenAI just handed you a potential $900,000 annual productivity recovery opportunity that comes with a ticking clock. Let's talk about why you need to move on this within the next 30 days and exactly how to capture that advantage while managing the risks that come with it. OpenAI has launched Prism, a free platform that's directly targeting the technical writing and scientific collaboration market. Now, before your eyes glaze over at another product announcement, understand what's really happening here. This is a classic disruption playbook being executed against a $500 million plus market, where incumbents like Overleaf are charging $15 per user per month. OpenAI is offering comparable capabilities at zero cost, and they're going after 8.4 million weekly users who are currently locked into those legacy tools. Here's the business case that should get your attention. If you've got 50 technical writers in your organization at an average compensation of $120,000, and you can eliminate just 15% of their productivity waste through this tool, that translates to $900,000 in recovered capacity annually. That's not theoretical. That's based on early adoption data showing 15 to 20% time savings just from eliminating tool switching overhead. Add in the reduction of external editing costs, which typically run $50 to $150 per document, plus the elimination of LaTeX setup costs that can hit $2 to $5,000 per researcher, and you're looking at ROI within 60 days of deployment. But here's why I'm calling this a ticking clock situation. You have a 12 to 18 month window to capture competitive advantage before these capabilities commoditize across the market. Research organizations are already reporting 25% faster publication timelines and 40% reductions in formatting delays. If you're in a field where research velocity translates to patents, market position, or grant funding, your competitors are gaining that advantage right now while you're listening to this briefing. Now, let's talk about the risks, because this opportunity comes with three significant factors you need to manage actively. First is pricing uncertainty. OpenAI hasn't announced their monetization timeline, but historical patterns from developer tools suggest they'll maintain a free tier for 12 to 24 months before introducing tiered pricing. Based on comparable enterprise AI tools, you should be modeling pricing scenarios ranging from $10 to $50 per user per month in your budget planning. The strategic play for your board is to capture the productivity gains now while costs are zero, but build contingency scenarios into your FY 2026 planning cycles. The second risk is vendor lock-in exposure, and this one compounds monthly. Real-time collaboration features and whiteboard to LaTeX conversion create workflow dependencies that get harder to unwind the longer you use them. Your mitigation strategy needs to include parallel investment in internal AI writing capabilities using open-source models. This isn't just risk management, it's creating negotiating leverage. If OpenAI knows you have viable alternatives, you're in a much stronger position when pricing conversations eventually happen. Third is IP protection, and this is non-negotiable. If you're handling proprietary research, privacy settings configuration must be locked down before any technical content enters the platform. This requires documented data governance protocols and legal review of OpenAI's enterprise data handling policies, particularly around how they use content for training data and what their retention policies look like. One misstep here can expose competitive intelligence or compromise patent positions, so treat this as a hard gate in your implementation framework. Let me walk you through the 90-day implementation framework that balances speed with control. Phase 1 is a controlled pilot over the first 30 days. Deploy with 10 to 15 technical writers in non-sensitive documentation workflows. This gives you real productivity data without exposing critical IP. During this phase, you're configuring privacy settings with IT and legal approval, integrating with existing tools like Zotero for reference management, and establishing baseline metrics around document completion time, revision cycles, and external editing costs. Resource requirements are minimal: one full-time project manager, a two-week training program, and virtually no technology investment. Phase 2 runs from day 31 to day 90 and expands to your full technical writing department based on pilot results. This is where you standardize workflows, develop internal best practices documentation, and importantly, manage resistance from LaTeX experienced users who may see this as dumbing down their craft. That's a real change management challenge you need to anticipate. You're also implementing monthly productivity tracking against those baseline metrics you established in phase 1 and developing contingency workflows for platform unavailability because you cannot afford single points of failure in critical documentation processes. Your success metrics are concrete. You're targeting 15 to 20% reduction in document completion time, 30 to 50% faster collaboration cycles, 40% reduction in formatting delays, and 2 to 3 hours saved per complex equation set. If you're hitting those numbers and seeing positive ROI within 60 days through reduced external costs, you've got your business case for broader deployment. If you're not hitting those numbers, you've contained your exposure to a small pilot group and minimal investment.
Now, let's zoom out to the competitive positioning strategy, because this launch signals something bigger than one product. AI platforms are systematically targeting specialized professional workflows with free entry points. Competitors will respond within 6 to 12 months, either through pricing pressure on incumbents or by developing their own competitive AI features. That response timeline is why the 12 to 18 month window I mentioned earlier is real. You're not just capturing productivity gains, you're building organizational muscle memory around AI-augmented workflows that will define operational excellence in your sector. Here are the four strategic recommendations for your board. First, initiate that pilot within 30 days to capture the first mover advantage. If you're publishing 50 plus technical papers annually, treat this as a priority initiative, not a nice to have. Second, while you're deploying Prism, allocate 20% of your budget to developing internal AI writing capabilities using open source models. This creates the negotiating leverage I mentioned and reduces catastrophic vendor dependency risk. Third, establish a vendor evaluation framework with clear criteria around pricing stability, data privacy guarantees, export functionality, integration capabilities, and performance benchmarks versus internal solutions. You need objective assessment mechanisms, not just subjective user satisfaction. Fourth, model three scenarios for your budget planning. Base case assumes the free tier continues. Allocate zero direct costs but one full-time employee for support. Moderate case models $15 to $25 per user per month pricing introduction in the second half of 2026. Conservative case models $40 to $50 per user per month enterprise pricing that requires full ROI justification versus incumbent tools. Having these scenarios ready means you're not caught flat-footed when OpenAI announces their monetization strategy. Let me give you the specific action items for leadership, broken into three timeframes. Immediate actions for the next 30 days. Convene a stakeholder meeting with your CTO, head of R&D, legal, and IT security to assess organizational fit. Conduct a data classification or EVOI to identify appropriate use cases for the initial pilot. Assign a project manager and select your 10 to 15 pilot participants from the technical writing team. Request OpenAI's enterprise data handling documentation for legal review and establish those baseline productivity metrics for their pilot group. Short-term actions for 60 to 90 days. Evaluate pilot results against your success metrics and ROI targets. Develop a department-wide rollout plan with change management protocols for the resistance you're going to encounter. Initiate parallel evaluation of open source alternatives for strategic optionality. Document workflow standardization and best practices so you're not reinventing processes with each new user, and present your business case to executive leadership with expansion recommendations based on actual performance data, not vendor promises. Strategic actions for 6 to 12 months. Monitor OpenAI pricing announcements and adjust budget forecasting accordingly. Track competitive responses from incumbent vendors, because Overleaf and others won't sit still while their market gets disrupted. Assess your internal AI capability development progress against milestones. Conduct a comprehensive vendor dependency risk review to ensure you haven't created a single point of failure, and develop contingency migration plans if pricing or terms become unfavorable, because you need exit strategies before you need them, not after. Here's the key decision point. This represents a rare convergence of zero-cost entry, proven productivity gains in the 15 to 50% range, and a meaningful competitive advantage window. The strategic risk here isn't in running a controlled pilot with appropriate data governance safeguards. The risk is in failing to act while your competitors capture first-mover benefits that compound into sustained research velocity advantages. If you're publishing technical research, if documentation quality and speed impact your time to market, if you're competing for grants or patents where velocity matters, your move is clear. Greenlight that controlled pilot immediately, lock down the data governance protocols with legal and IT, and start capturing productivity gains while your competition is still evaluating whether this matters. In 12 months, you'll either be explaining to your board how you captured a $900,000 productivity recovery and accelerated research timelines, or you'll be explaining why your competitors are consistently beating you to publication. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing.